The guy on the phone for a second date update today thinks that his date was ruined by pirates.
What?
Yeah.
This is the most awesome start of any second date we've ever had.
No way.
You know, it doesn't happen often, but every once in a while, pirates will come in and just ruin a date. Those guys are jerks. They're always doing things like that.
No. His
name is Paul, not the pirate, the guy that's date was ruined.
Okay.
No, it wasn't some pirate named Paul that showed up. And his email said that pirates came up, and he thinks that's what ruined his date. Paul, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
Is this like some like figure of speech we don't understand?
Or were you in Somalia?
It's right in between.
Right in between. Okay, so before we find out how pirates ruined your date, who's the girl that you went out with? What's her name?
Vicky.
Vicky, okay. And where did you meet Vicky? On the high seas?
Mm.
No, I met her on this new app, Bumble. Have you guys heard of it?
Yeah, that's not new,
Paul.
Yeah, it's been around for a little bit.
It's kind of like the thing right now, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought it was like the cool new thing.
It is cool.
I mean, I think it is.
It's
kind
one
of,
where...
but it's been around for a while. It's the one where the ladies choose the dudes.
Okay, yeah. So you guys have heard of it.
Yeah.
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 All right. So your friends told you to try Bumble, and that's where you met her.
Yeah. So we matched on Bumble, chatted a little bit, and thought I would take her out for some drinks. And she said yes.
Now, was this your first ever, like, online dating experience?
No, I've tried Tinder before, went on a couple unsuccessful dates, and I tried Craigslist one time, and that definitely was.
Yeah. I don't know why you thought that would work.
That's where you could probably find a real life pirate.
Good point,
tell us
Jubal.
About the pirates. What does that mean? You said you think your date was ruined by pirates?
Okay, so here's the thing. I took her out to get some drinks, and I know that for me, it takes about 2 to 3 drinks to really loosen up and get good at conversation.
Okay.
So first drinks, things were still kind of stiff. Second drink, things started to get better. And then by the third drink, I think I may have gone too far.
Why?
Because for some reason, pirates came up. And
like in conversation or they sauntered up to your table?
In conversation.
Okay.
And I thought it would be funny to talk in a pirate voice, like, "Arr, matey, the seven seas be," you know, stuff like that.
Well, it's hard. Okay, Paul, to your defense, it's hard not to do that when anyone brings up pirates. We all want to say something about booty and walking the plank and the whole thing.
Yeah, it's true. Why do you think that ruined your date?
Well, it was fine at first, but I got stuck in the pirate voice for not exaggerating 5 to 10 straight minutes.
Oh,
it
that's a lot
like
of
a condition where you literally just got stuck and couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, it really felt like a medical condition.
Could you tell that she was like, okay, joke over at a certain point, or did you just keep going and you weren't aware of that?
I definitely just kept going, and at this point, she was barely even responding. I mean, I'm sure she was just trying to think of ways to escape the situation.
God, you needed help escaping the pirate voice, more like it. You should have slipped her a note that said, "Help me. I've been captured."
If I could have, I would have. But that was the problem, was I just kept going.
Yeah.
So how quickly did your date end after you got a case of the pirates?
Well, eventually I was able to get back to my normal voice. I dropped the whole pirate thing and sincerely apologized for going on for too long. She, you know, accepted my apology and we moved on and had a pretty good conversation after that.
She didn't bolt right after the pirate, so
no,
that's a good
sign.
No,
she didn't bolt. Maybe just out of courtesy so it wouldn't be very obvious.
So how did everything end with her then?
So things were wrapping up, and she said she needed to get out of here, and she said that her friend was coming to pick her up,
so I
waited, and I didn't want to, you know, try to kiss her in front of her friend and after everything, so.
Yeah, well, that's not a pirate move. A pirate would have grabbed her right in front of her friend and made out with her.
Well, the thing is, I'm not actually a pirate. Oh. If I was, I probably would have definitely gotten a second date.
Oh, it all makes more sense now that he established that.
And you've heard nothing back from her at all?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update if you ask for your second date update in a pirate voice.
Oh, gosh.
Let's hear it, Paul.
Give me a second date update, matey.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, perfect. We'll do it right after this.